Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 14 of What's Dis Podcast. I'm your host, Jillian, and with me is...
Your other host, Matt. Matthew.
Matthew, whatever you want to do.
Whatever.
And we're here to this week. We're going to Washington, D.C. tomorrow.
Literally.
So we're just going to do a quickie little brief episode, I guess you could say. I had the brilliant idea of doing great moments with Mr. Lincoln from, yes, that's right, Disneyland. However, most of the videos were far from entertaining, and I could not possibly put you all through that. Not only that, but I did not want to watch them. So, we decided that we're just going to do a little segment about the animatronic at Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. Hopefully it won't be as boring as the video looked, but only time will tell. And then I just happened upon another video that we're just going to watch instead.
So this is a quick 6-minute video.
Yep.
You're telling me Great Moment is a lot longer?
Oh, yeah. That's like a 20-minute video ahead of it, I think.
Holy shit.
You know how like they do at Hall of Presidents where there's like a video before?
Yeah.
It's like that, only like really, really, really long. Although I guess that one's pretty long too, but I don't know why I don't mind that.
Because it's entertaining.
It's mostly watching it on a video is just even somehow less entertaining than sitting in the theater and enjoying it.
Oh, that's entirely true though.
In the theater, it's like surrounding you almost like a, not 360, but 180. Is that what they call it?
Yeah,
this when it's like half the theater.
This is a tiny 19-inch screen we're watching on.
Yeah, so I didn't want to watch just a freaking screen of a screen with audio. Like, it's just a picture. It's not even a video. It's like, you know, they just do the picture of whatever Lincoln and stuff like that. So we might throw in right here, we might throw in some segments that we record on the road since we have like 12-hour bus ride. We're going to see where Lincoln was assassinated, all this stuff. So we might just record tidbits here and there. And if we didn't, you won't hear any of that. So,
true.
Only
very
time
true.
Will tell. So,
knowing us, we probably won't.
We'll just add a little pause right now. All right. So, we're just going to interject here for a little bit to recap our trip to DC. So, if you're not interested or you are bored of any history related items, you can skip ahead to where we watch our videos.
This whole episode may not be the episode for you because it's a history episode.
Sort of. Yeah. There is a history of Disneyland too at the end. So, yeah. So I guess we'll just start recapping our trip to DC.
All right.
So we are, we headed down Wednesday to DC with a bunch of people from like a historical society, I guess they were.
Yes, they were of the elder persuasion.
Yeah, we were the youngest on there, but. We were going down to follow the footsteps of John Wilkes Booth and the assassination of Abraham Lincoln and the conspirators involved in it.
Yes.
So we took the bus down, made a few stops. First day had nothing, so we just, I guess we can mention that we went to the Lost Dog Cafe in Arlington.
Very nice.
Very good food and very nice selection of beer.
Which is the most important part.
Yes. I'm sure you will recap the beers on the Brusaders podcast, I'm sure.
I will.
But so we don't have to go into detail there. So on Thursday, we went to Mary Surratt's Tavern.
Yes, that was very cool.
Yeah, so if anyone hasn't seen The Conspirator, I highly suggest you watch that. If you're interested in history or Abraham Lincoln, anything like that, it's mostly historically correct. There's a few things they change, but for the most part, it gives you the idea of everyone else involved with John Wilkes Booth assassination. It gives you like really good information on the other people involved and how they got hanged and trialed and all that other good stuff. And Robin Wright looks pretty good for her age. She's the Princess Bride.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A few other people were in that, too. X-Man guy.
Professor X.
Yeah.
Not Patrick Stewart.
No. The new one. What the fuck's his name?
McAvoy?
Oh, James McAvoy?
Is it James?
Oh, wait. Is that a guy? Is that a different guy? Macklemore?
It's not Macklemore.
James. We'll call him James McAvoy.
But it's the JD from Scrubs looking character.
What?
He looks a little bit like Zach Braff.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He doesn't look anything like him.
Very similar.
Who else was in that? I don't remember, but you should go rent it. Or...
Oh, Norman Reedus was in it?
Oh, yeah, Norman Reedus. I don't even think he had, like, one line, but he was, like, one of the guys that
the guy
got
from,
in trouble.
Office Space?
No, I don't. Oh, one of the older men?
Yeah.
Yes. And I forget the other people, but I don't even think Abraham Lincoln's face was even shown because he was only in it for like a few minutes, so.
Yep.
It does give you a good information. Oh, the stupid girl from Gilmore Girls was in it, and Justin Long, right?
Oh, yeah, Justin Long.
Wait, is that a different...
No, Justin Long was definitely in it.
Yeah. Yeah, Justin Long.
From Accepted.
Yes, and from all of Kevin Smith's movies, right?
Waiting.
Waiting, too. Waiting's a great movie.
I do love The Waiting.
So we watched that on the way down. We actually watched that prior, too, but I'm glad we did because got a lot of information on Mary Surratt, who was, she had the boarding house that housed a bunch of the people who were conspiring to kidnap Abraham Lincoln, John Wilkes Booth being one of them, among her son and a few other people that were
John
all
Surratt
Confederates.
Jr.
Yep.
Lewis Powell.
Oh, you want me to name all of them?
No, we don't have to
name
them all.
That's kind of tedious and boring.
Okay.
We do know all of them, but I don't want to bore everybody. So we went to her house, got a tour around there.
It was her, was it her house or was it her tavern?
She lived there and she had a tavern there.
The tavern plays a role. That's where they go to get the binoculars.
Yes.
All right.
You can watch the movie. I'm not going to explain the whole movie.
Watch the movie, folks.
I'm not going to spoil the movie either.
Well, I was
you
talking about
Abraham
history.
Lincoln
I wasn't
dies.
Talking about the movie.
Oh, well, it's still the same thing, but I don't need to go into detail of every single thing we did at the museum, but it was nice. I like that museum. They just showed us around and showed us like the original pieces of the house, and not much happened there, but he did stop there before or on his way out from assassinating Lincoln, I believe. So he stopped there right after for guns and whiskey.
And the binoculars,
but I don't know why he needed them. So
that he could see folks
irrelevant.
Coming in the distance.
Then we went to Samuel Mudd's house.
Dr. Mudd.
There was a lot of original pieces in there. I highly suggest going there, too. And we had a nice tour guide that brought us around and told us a whole story of...
Very knowledgeable.
John Wilkes Booth's visit there. So that was good. What else? Then we went to a few different places. We went to lunch at some seafood place.
Captain Billy's.
That was pretty good.
It was in Maryland?
Not great. Yeah. It was all right.
We were all over the place.
Yeah, we were following his literal path that he took to Virginia. So after that, we went across the bridge to Virginia where he went. And I think we stopped at like one more house or something. But we didn't really like get out of the car, I don't believe.
Wasn't very important. Yeah. We didn't get out of the bus much.
No, we were on the bus a whole lot.
Yes.
And then we went to dinner at Capital City Brewing. We went there twice.
Very nice.
That was really good. I liked it.
They brew their own beers there, obviously.
Yeah, it was kind of like Salem Beer Works, pretty much, more or less.
Yeah, that's Boston Beer Works.
Yeah, they brew their own. They had like four of their own brews on tap and then a few others. They had like a lot of drafts for a place. Like
I think
that.
They only had draft.
Yeah, I don't
The only
actually,
beer they
yeah,
had was
I don't
their
think
beer.
They had bottles, so... Oh, were they all their beers?
Yes.
Oh, I thought only the top four were their beers and the rest.
The top four were their regulars.
Oh, okay.
And then the bottom six, I think, was
specialty,
seasonals.
Yeah. They had really good beer. I had Too Legit to Wit and some red ale. Red ale's not my favorite, but it wasn't bad.
I had Prohibition Porter.
Yeah.
And the Metal. No, the Machine.
Yeah, the Double IPA.
The Double Rye IPA.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
9% alcohol.
I keep saying everything's pretty good.
It all was
it's not
pretty
very good.
Good.
It's just pretty good.
It all was pretty good.
The next day, we went to the courthouse where all these people were tried, and there was a lot of memorabilia there and stuff from the movie as well.
Yes.
I posted some pictures as a creepy friggin' doll that I guess was supposed to be Lewis Powell, the lady told us. By the way, we had like a 23-year-old tour guide, but she was super knowledgeable. She knew everything.
She was very good.
She graduated like last week from college, so it was crazy.
Yeah, I think that was supposed to be Lewis Powell, who was like the doll of him hanging, because they're not obviously going to hang a real person.
He's just sitting in a director's chair with a bloody mouth. It was really fucked up.
His knees were up.
Yeah, he was all
and
like...
his arms were up because he did that because they didn't hang him properly.
Still, who made a paper mache of Lewis Powell, put a bag on his head and put blood all over his mouth and then just sat him in that room in the corner?
I don't think he was paper mache.
He was paper mache.
I went
up to it, yeah. And I just walk in that room and I see it in the corner and I go, nope, and I walk right back out.
It was very...
I had to go back in and take a picture of it because it was very scary.
You know what I didn't like?
What?
All the tour guides had to talk about ghost stories.
I like that.
I didn't want to hear it.
I don't believe that there are ghosts, but I like stories that people think there are ghosts. It's just funny. They're like, oh, that baby blinked. Oh, it blinked again.
If someone
like it's a doll.
Starts talking Probably about did. Ghosts, it brings you down at least a notch.
Yeah.
In my
I
book.
Think she was just recounting other people's stories. I don't think she was making up her own.
Well, the tour guide at the... No, she did say that because she worked at the mud house.
No, she goes, I heard someone tapping on the door and it was a woodpecker.
No, and she said... No, she said she did have experience with ghosts. I heard her. And then our tour guide was at the mud house and she said, that was me. That happened to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it was a book that fell off the shelf. It did happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's not like a ghost did it. It was just, it happened.
But they say it was a ghost.
They didn't say it. They didn't claim to do anything. Then we went to a couple cemeteries, which are very boring. I'd skip those. I'd maybe go to Booth's Cemetery, but the other ones I just couldn't do without.
Booth's is the most noticeable. It's the best one to go to.
And if you have a tour guide that has stories, that's one thing. They can tell you about his family and stuff, which is very fucked up.
But
like,
it's also
he had a messed up family.
It's also in a very, very unpleasant part of Baltimore.
I think Baltimore as a whole is unpleasant.
I believe you're correct.
So,
but
can't
I was
move
I was giving it the benefit of the doubt. So, I would have skipped that one.
Oh, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have skipped Booth's because she had good stories about his family and. A lot of people like leave pennies there because it has Lincoln's face on it. So it's like, fuck you, Booth, you fucker.
Yep, you're nothing and Abe Lincoln's on money.
Yeah. And the last day we went to Ford's Theater where it all happened. It all went down.
Yeah, that was cool too.
It was very cool because the Ford's Theater is now a working theater. So you can actually go see plays there. And they obviously won't play like Our American
Cousin
because for whatever, you know.
Because that's the play.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, for unknown reasons. But there was two actors that went on the stage and did a really good rendition of that whole day's affairs at the theater. They played like six different characters themselves.
Yeah.
They just put on like random pieces of clothing to change character. But the guy was so good. He like changed like accents all the time and like was frantic sometimes and like stupid the next. It was really good. But they kind of recounted everyone's experiences that day. And they're like, oh, we saw Booth, blah, blah, blah. And then they had like the gunshot go off.
It was amazing how he could go in and out.
Yeah, of character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the guy playing Ford.
Yeah.
The owner of the theater.
He was good. That was the one I liked the best.
He takes blame on himself. I didn't think that's...
The owner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it was good Friday.
It's called One Destiny, I believe.
Oh, the show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I really highly recommend that people go there and watch that show. And there's a great museum on the basement floor as well. Yeah. So
the show's only one act. It doesn't take a long time,
no,
but it's really good.
It's like a half an hour maybe. But it was like, it was just interesting to like see all the, they have a ton of artifacts below. They put you in there before you go up to the stage. So you get a lot of time to like look at the gun, look at like, Booth's boot and all his belongings they found.
The actual gun.
They kept everything. They have Lincoln's suit. They have a bloody pillow where he died. His life mask. It's just really cool. They have a ton of stuff.
We were supposed to go to the house that he died
in.
That was right across the street, but
yeah,
it was like a 3-hour wait.
Yeah. But yeah, he died in the upstairs of the house across the street. I'm not sure what that looks like inside still. I might just look that up. But
the Peterson house. Our tour guide did tell us it was everything in there was basically replica.
Oh, yeah. And you can get in there for free if you already have a ticket to Ford's Theater. You can just go straight across the street and they'll take the stub and you can get in there. And there's tons of gift shops down there too. So if you're waiting in line, you can just hop into a gift shop while someone else keeps your space or something and
grab
a bunch of stuff.
It's only a $5 ticket too.
To Ford's Theater?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a really good, unless we had a group rate, but...
The group rate was $4.
Oh. Okay. So, and then they also had advertised a few other things, like, I don't know if it was a history walk or something, or a murder mystery. I don't know. They had a lot of stuff going on at that theater besides just the shows they were doing. I'm not even sure what show is going on right now. They didn't show what show they were doing, but yeah, I would go there.
I would definitely go there.
Yeah, I won't mention. I mean, the cemeteries were just very far away. We always got stuck in Washington, D.C. traffic, too. So if anyone's going down to do this stuff, make sure you take the metro. Take the metro every single time. Do not, I mean, even if you Uber, you'll be stuck in traffic for a long ass time. And it's just not, it's nonstop.
It's ridiculous. It's all day, insane. Every day.
It was worse than Boston and New York. Way worse. Like, I've never seen it at a standstill in the middle of the day when it's not rush hour.
Yeah.
I know. And we also went to Cafe Italia and...
You're skipping...
Walk and Roll. I was mentioning the other two foods that we did. Walk and Roll was really good.
It was very good. And that was at Mary Surratt's boarding house.
Yeah. So it was a historical thing, even though it's in Chinatown. Still there, though.
Still there.
Just eat at the Chinese restaurant, I guess.
They say that one's haunted, too.
Yeah. What are you going to do? They also had karaoke there if you want to go karaoke. Anything else? Oh, well, then we went after dinner. We took it upon ourselves to take an Uber into Washington, D.C.
and see the actual memorials.
We went to Lincoln Memorial, which was amazing at night. It looks so great lit
up. It's my first time, and it was like overwhelming.
Yeah.
With feeling like it's just weird. Like you go in there and it just overtakes you.
Yeah, it's huge. And
the whole thing, just walking up to it, it's like,
yeah,
it's an experience.
I know. There was a lot of kids hanging out there, though. That was annoying. Then you can see like the Washington Monument straight ahead of you, and it's lit up at night. Looks awesome. We went down to the Vietnam Memorial, which was just very, you know, basic. Has a wall of all the names, a few statues, men's and a women's one. Yeah.
Because we lost.
Yeah. Then why does it come back up again?
It makes a V.
Yes.
For Vietnam.
You said it went down because we lost.
It's supposed to, it meets at the bottom because it's underground instead of above ground.
Yes.
Because we lost.
Are you sure? Did you look that up?
I heard someone on the bus talking about it. Yeah, so it could be hearsay.
I heard ghost stories on the bus too, so. Then we saw the Korean Memorial, which is awesome. I love that.
That was really cool too.
It's a bunch of soldiers like trotting through water and
like
they're
a marshland, yeah.
They're like life size. They're
larger than life size.
And they look crazy. Then we walked over to the Martin Luther King Memorial, where we almost didn't see Martin Luther King's statue because it's not in the front. I thought it was just a rock, so you have to walk behind it and see Martin Luther King. Don't miss that.
That was a really cool one, too, though.
That was very cool. I like that. And then we finally walked over to FDR's Memorial, which is huge. Like, you start there, and there's just one statue of him in the wheelchair, and you think, oh, that's it. Then you walk behind a bunch of walls. It's kind of like a maze almost. And at night, it's very hard because it's not all lit up.
It's like a city block. That's how big it is.
It was huge. And like you have to keep walking past walls and there'll be different statues at each segment and waterfalls and all that stuff. So I like that one a lot.
A lot of interesting stuff.
It's basically about the Great Depression. And I didn't read a whole lot because there wasn't a lot of lights on. But there was a lot of stuff to see there.
I would like to do that part of Washington all over again, do a little bit slower and just kind of take everything in.
It's all pretty much within walking distance, and then after that you could, even if you feel like it, walk over to the White House and see all that. And then it's near like the Air and Space Museum, Smithsonian. All those are pretty much within walking distance. I wouldn't say it's too hard to get to everything within 1 or 2 days even. But yeah, that was really a good part too. So I know pretty much everything about the Abraham Lincoln assassination and the conspirators now.
Yes.
More than I ever thought I would know. And
yeah, I didn't realize there was so much to it. I thought
John Wilkes Booth. I did not know so many people were involved in it.
I thought he had a gripe with Lincoln in the North and he shot him on a whim.
Yeah.
But that was not it.
Yep. So we know all about that. If anybody wants to ask me questions or anything like that, I wouldn't recommend the Days Inn in Arlington, though, that's for sure. It's fucking Motel 6, basically.
Yeah, if you want a nice continental breakfast, go there for some Raisin Bran and toast.
Yep, that's all you get.
Fuck.
It is next to Dunkin' Donuts,
I was going to say, let me tell you, it's a good position, though.
Yeah,
it's
next to McDonald's, Subway.
Lost Dog Cafe.
Yeah, there's a movie Thai theater. It was all pretty much within walking distance, so it's not a bad area to be in. It wasn't too bad as far as I could see. Just like the hotel was a little dank. I bet there was a better one like right next door. So if anyone's interested in planning a trip, let me know. You can email me at jillian@aywvacations.com.
Yeah, but we go over that in the rest of the episode.
I know, but for Washington, I can plan that too. So, and I feel like I know more about it than I did before. So,
yes,
that's good. I know I mentioned it later in the episode, I'm sure, but we actually still have people booking and interested in the Ralph's Rants Rumspringer meetup in Disney. So if anyone's still looking to book a room or anything, just let me know. It's still not too late. Not too late to get you into reservations, into any of the events. No problem. Just email me or email mouserants@gmail.com, whatever you want to do, and we'll get you in and we'll see you there. All right, we'll get back to our video podcast now. Okay, and we're back from Washington, D.C., apparently, right?
And we're back.
We're back. Oh, wait, we already told them that they were doing, we were doing
this. Yeah, they know.
Okay, so I guess we'll just hop right into Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, animatronic segment at Disneyland. This is still happening. Oh, let me give you a little briefing here. A
little brief.
There's been, I believe, 4 versions of this. The original was at the World's Fair, but it opened in 1965 at Disneyland after the 10th anniversary on Main Street. Whew, I ran out of breath. The attraction closed January 1st, 1973, along with the sponsorship by Lincoln Savings. I've never even heard of Lincoln Savings. Then it reopened April 8th, 1973, so a few months later. As the Walt Disney Story, so no Lincoln whatsoever. He was removed, and it was just basically a video of the history of the company and Walt Disney himself and Disneyland. 23 minutes long, just an autobiography, basically. And that closed, that ran until 19—there's a similar version in the Magic Kingdom that ran from 73 to 92. Then it changed to Walt Disney Story. The Walt Disney Story featuring Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. That debuted, June 12th, 1975. And I believe it was just the same video, but they added Lincoln at the end, his audio animatronic, and just, you know, gave him a little new skin, new costume. Gave him a little facelift. I think they put in Golden Dream and Two Brothers from the American Adventure. Yep, that's right. And then this version closed in 2000. Then it reopened again as the Walt Disney Story featuring Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, The Journey to Gettysburg. So it just had like an extra pre-show with the American Civil War soldier, I guess. And just a bunch of stuff about the Civil War. And that was the same. I think it was the same more or less show after with the audio animatronic. Then it switched back to something again without... this is what we're going to watch after. Disneyland, the first 50 magical years was a movie that... So the original attraction closed temporarily on February 20th, 2005 to make room for Disneyland, the first 50 magical years, which is a... film featuring Steve Martin and Donald Duck welcoming the 50th anniversary of Disneyland. And that went until September 30th, 2006. Oh, sorry. That was just a celebration. The first 50 years, magical years, continued until 2009. Wow, that's a long time to keep that film there for the 50th anniversary.
It's quite a long time, yes.
Jesus Christ. And then finally is the current version that opened in 2009 with Mr. Lincoln. So which I probably picked the most recent one, I assume. I have no idea. I skipped the whole film and everything. I just want to watch the animatronic. We'll go there someday and see it ourselves. But I just figured in the theming of going to see where Lincoln was killed and all that shit that we might as well do a little history lesson here.
I hope the Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln animatronic segment at Disneyland isn't as boring as the history was.
I know. I was just reading it. Imagine if we watched all 4 of those, if I could even find them.
Jesus.
I couldn't even find the original video of the animatronic. I did, however, find one where Lincoln just sort of stops moving and then he melts down to the ground and he's all like, whoa, he's all Weekend at Bernie's.
That's me right now. Let's get the show on the road.
All right, let's watch this. I'm feeling presidential already.
We pay tribute here, not to a man who lived a century ago.
That sounds like the Haunted Mansion.
But to an individual,
I think it is.
I think it is.
Who lives today in the hearts of all freedom-loving people. His prophetic words
Ivan Koloff
for our time.
Who?
Ivan Koloff?
Who the hell is that?
I don't know.
And now,
you should make that up.
The skills of the sculptor and the talents of the artist will let us relive.
I hope this guy's up. Thank you for zooming in.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't see shit. Paul Frees. Do it.
A world has never had.
He looked like he was going to fall over. He looked like he was going to fall backwards.
Liberty.
He's holding a piece of paper. I think that's a Gettysburg address.
It's his notes. He's got to read
them. The American people just now are much in want of one.
What?
Much in one of one.
We all declare for liberty.
One of one. His eyes look crazy.
But in using the same word, we do not all mean the same thing.
He doesn't look very much like Daniel Day-Lewis.
What constitutes the bulwark of our liberty and independence? It is not our frowning battlements, our bristling seacoasts.
Bristling.
These are not our reliance against tyranny. Our reliance is in the love of liberty.
I do love
which
liberty.
Which God has planted in our bosoms.
Bosoms.
Oh, drink.
Our defense.
She got big bosoms.
Is in the preservation of the spirit, which prizes liberty as the heritage of all men. In all lands. Everywhere.
All the time. Always.
Destroy this spirit. And you have planted the seeds of despotism around your own doors.
You've destroyed my spirit.
Oh, I like Lincoln.
At
this,
what
this
point
isn't really
he had
Lincoln.
To check his notes.
Shall we expect the approach of danger? By what means?
What?
Shall we fortify against it?
Fortify.
Shall we expect some transatlantic military giant
it's daunting.
To step the ocean and crush us with a blow?
Boom.
Never.
Never.
All the armies of Europe,
swiped away.
Asia, and
he
Africa
was looking
combined
at his globe.
Did the delete.
Could not by force take a drink from the Ohio or make a track on the Blue Ridge in a trial of 1,000 years. At what point, then, is the approach of danger to be expected? I answer.
This guy recording.
If it
fidgety.
Ever reaches.
I would be too by this
must
point. It's probably been there half an hour.
It cannot come from abroad.
Abroad.
It can never come from
if
abroad.
If destruction be our
it can come from abroad.
We ourselves must be its author and finisher. As a nation of free
I'll give you
men,
a finisher.
We must live through all times or die by suicide.
Oh no.
What?
Oh my.
Neither let us be slandered from our duty by false accusations against us.
The music is so loud.
Nor frightened from it by the menaces of destruction to the government.
Oh,
nor
he almost had a
to ourselves.
There.
Yeah, he looked like he's going to fall over again.
Let us have faith. That right makes might.
Schmight.
Right does make might.
And in that faith, let us to the end dare to do our duty.
Duty.
As we understand it.
He looks like he has a fupa.
Oh, he definitely does. They all did at the time.
Oh, they put all their fat in their front.
It's a sign of
gratitude.
Nobility.
He's not going to take a seat? Sit down! Down in front!
Is anything going to happen
those
on the screen?
Girls next to him. They need one every 20 steps. Get in on the stage. Oh, there he goes. Oh, is he sitting down?
They had to have him sit down while it was dark because it must not have been very fluid.
Sunset behind me. It was very romantic.
Where'd that come from? That wasn't there a moment ago.
Why didn't they show that the whole time? It looked nicer.
What the hell's the point of this? He's just sitting there.
You have to watch him sit. Oh, sun setting.
Here comes the flag.
Oh, is that the flag? No, it's a sunset. This is a song they play at the end of Hall of Presidents.
Yes.
So this is their four-man Hall of Presidents.
Correct. This is the battle hymn of the Republic.
Friggin' love when all the presidents are announced. Not all of them, but most of them.
Martin Van Buren.
Hooray! That was nice. I didn't learn a damn thing.
That wasn't the Gettysburg Address.
No. I couldn't find even a video of the Gettysburg version, so...
The Gettysburg Undress.
Whatevs. Whatevs, Gettysburg. I still haven't been there, and we're not going this trip, so...
What?
Gettysburg.
I've been there.
Gettysburgers.
It's actually...
Quite nice.
Pretty awesome, yeah.
All right, let's watch Disneyland Story. Disneyland the fifth... Disneyland, oh, now I can't read it. Disneyland, the first 50 magical years with Steve Martin, comma, Donald Duck.
Donald Duck's involved in this?
Yeesh. I assume this will be a little better. I love Steve Martin. He is like the fucking greatest.
Why is Darth Vader there?
This is just someone's video. By the way, you can watch all these on whatsdispodcast.com/watch. It's not our song. Uh-oh. What happened?
Ready?
There we go.
What card is that?
Fuck it, slow.
Hey, keep your eye on.
Oh, wait a bit. Maybe not 1080p.
Should be able to handle it.
No. Wi-Fi slow. Wi-Fi sucks. Wait. So I guess this was in the theater where Abe Lincoln's was. Abe Lincoln's? Good to see.
Oh, he just did a magic trick.
Oh, I love magic.
He made a coin that he never had disappear.
Welcome to Disneyland's 50th anniversary celebration.
Oh, hi, Steve.
For this truly historic event, no ordinary host would do. No, Disney folks wanted
Donald.
Someone who's been here from the beginning. They wanted a household name.
Oh.
A name that means family entertainment.
This is a TV screen.
Yeah, it's from the theater.
You're just too animated.
You can make it a little louder.
I'm referring, of course, to me, Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
Oh, really?
Oh,
well, I don't
really
remember him calling that show the Donald Duck Club.
Oh, shit.
As I was saying, the Disney folks came to me because I began my career right here at the Magic Shop at Disneyland.
Aww. I want to work at the Magic
That's me.
Shop.
It's
oh, look, there he is.
Class of 1960. Magician,
nice,
prestidigitator, and seller of fake bombs.
Fake bombs? Boom. I want to do magic.
So young Steve Martin starts performing magic here, and lo and behold, they start calling the place the Magic Kingdom.
Ooh.
Coincidence?
I think
I
not.
Think so.
Oh, damn it.
But right now, I'd like to introduce you to the man who started it all, Walt Disney.
Walt, hello, Walt.
Tell us how it all began.
Well, it came about when my daughter...
How did Steve Martin ask him that question?
He's interviewing him?
That's crazy.
So we'd start out and try to go someplace with, you know, different things. And I would take him to the merry-go-round, and I took him to different places.
He sounds like my grandfather.
And I'd sit there while they zoomed the merry-go-round, did all these things.
Merry-go-round.
Sit on a bench.
Did he say sit on a bitch?
Bench. Sit on the bitch.
Should be something built, some kind of amusement enterprise built where the parents
Banana
and the
town?
Children could have fun together.
Great idea.
So that's how.
Is that Steve Martin
started.
Answering him?
Yeah.
I'll take it
Great
from here,
idea.
Walt.
Oh, thanks. He'll take it.
Thanks, Walt.
This
don't
magic.
Hardware shows the first design for Disneyland.
Make that disappear.
A small park would have been near the Disney Studios in Burbank. It's sweet, isn't it?
Sweet.
But he couldn't stop there.
I can't believe Disneyland was originally going to be smaller.
World of the future.
Oh, that'd be
an
awesome.
Exotic jungle. A wilderness frontier.
Yeah. Yeah, and a castle.
Oh, you broke it.
This is just the most rare and valuable piece of art in the Disney archive.
Jesus, thanks, Donald, you fucking idiot.
It's the painting that sold the concept of Disneyland to the bankers. It was. It was a painting.
Doesn't look like a painting. It looks like a sketch.
Sorry. Oh, he went down like a
then
flight of stairs.
Then we'll turn about an Orange Grove in Anaheim for sale. An
Ooh,
hour away from
Orange
any
Grove.
Major city at the end of a dirt road. talk about impossible dreams.
Aww.
If I could take you back in time. Wait a minute. What am I saying? I'm a magician.
Oh, shit. No, I can't.
Can't snap with gloves on.
Oh, that's the problem.
Here is the actual Orange Grove 1 year from opening.
Ooh.
That's actually Walt Disney in the actual Orange Grove.
In the
Let's
actual
in on his top secret
skin.
Plans.
One,
two, three, four,
aha.
Five,
some sort of code.
Six,
I get it.
Seven, eight.
Walt also had a code for all the trees on the property. Red ribbons for the big trees he wanted to save for Disneyland. Green ribbons for the ones he wanted removed.
Aww.
But, as fate would have it,
these
the Bulldog, their driver, was colorblind!
Oh, shit, he knocked them all down!
So, Disneyland, less than a year
aww.
From opening. No one, in their wildest imagination, could ever
that's
build a
I don't know if that was true, though.
He was colorblind.
Year.
Why would he do that? Oh shit, Donald's building Disneyland. Holy shit. It's like, what's it called?
Time lapse.
Oh, look at the. Oh, the train station looks so cool. Oh! Oh! This is so cool!
To all who come to this happy place,
welcome.
Welcome.
Walt's
Disney.
Dream had finally come true.
Yay!
To celebrate, ABC organized the biggest live telecast in
that
history.
Mickey was terrifying.
The most famous stars in Hollywood show.
Woo! Like
who? Host Art Linkletter.
Frank
Sinatra!
You don't know Art Linkletter?
Art
Franco! Who's
Art
driving?
Art
Sammy Davis Jr.
Art.
Hello,
Art.
Sammy!
Link.
Bob Cummings,
Sammy.
Ronnie Reagan, come on in.
Oh, Ronnie Reagan.
Crockett.
Oh, Davy Crockett.
Epstein
wait, Davy Crockett
too.
Was an actual
right
guy?
Now,
he was, but that wasn't really him.
Mr. Disney has asked
he went
Mark
to Disney.
Ladies and
gentlemen. Oh, Donald. Oh, he stole Art.
Disney.
Art.
Art. Microphone. Wanted every. He wanted to invite everybody to the Salvation Tree. He doesn't
I
like the subtitles.
It. Nobody can understand what you're saying.
Aww.
Cannot.
Cannot.
Not.
I'll show you.
Okay, you.
Ignore the duck. As I was saying, the lands that America saw on the Disneyland television show became real.
Oh. Oh, shoot. He has a mallet.
He's fighting the subtitles.
I want to watch World of Color.
Looks like
Frontierland,
a good show.
Tomorrowland,
Fantasyland,
Adventureland.
I love adventure.
Aw, he's near the Jungle Cruise.
Oh, really?
Oh, really cool.
I wouldn't say perfect.
Perfecto.
It was 100 degrees in the shade,
oh,
and the freshly poured asphalt was still wet. 11,000 people were invited, but 28,000 showed up.
Holy cow!
Newspapers
whoa.
Predicted the worst for Walt and his park, but only 90 days later, the 1 millionth guest walked in. Disneyland not only survived, it thrived.
Walt
wanted the magic of Disneyland
like
to begin as soon as you walk through the gates. And your first stop is this turn-of-the-century street inspired by the small town where Walt grew up.
Aww.
He felt so at home here. He even had an apartment built for himself above the fire department, and it's still there today. Walt paid tribute to his father in one of the shop windows. In others, you'll find some of Disneyland's most important
John Hinch,
contributors.
You know that name. Donald!
Nice try, Donald.
He
many
just
shops
rolling like
gone
blood.
Here over the
freshly
last
spray painted.
Gone is the working pharmacy, and gone but not forgotten.
This
my
reminds
favorite,
me of a shirt
Hollywood
we are making.
Maxwell's Corset Shop, better
corset.
Known as the Wizard of Bras.
Ooh, I want the bras from Disneyland.
Yes, Disneyland is filled with nostalgia and memories.
Nostalgia.
But that's only part of the magic. Let's not forget.
I wish they had those balloons fancy. Still. I'd probably buy one of those, but not with the clear thing over it.
Yeah, looks funny inside.
Hear that? When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true. For Walt, that was the very essence of Fantasyland.
I have never been
of
on the carousel,
the lands,
and I have to go next trip because we're doing
heart.
All the attractions.
Even
every single
Disney
one,
family
that's
press
open.
Right above the castle gate. Fantasyland was created by the same artist who created Disney's animated films at the studio.
Oh, an elephant.
And soon those storybook tales
oh,
came to life in an orange
oh, Dumbo.
Grove in Anaheim.
Oh,
for
Peter Pan.
For the first time, we could step into those
ooh,
worlds
Peter Pan's
and
flight.
Become a part of the adventure. Every
oh, Peter
attraction
Pan's
tells a story.
Boot.
With the beginning,
oh, the
a middle,
Martin.
And an end.
Yeah, Steve Martin. He's
oh,
in the cartoon.
Donald's going to put a can into his face. And blow. Oh, shoot, he turned it.
Sometimes a story has a surprise ending.
Oh, no.
Oh!
Oh, shit.
I feel bad.
No, you don't. You killed him.
At Adventureland at New Orleans Square, surprises happen all the time.
Ah, that's Adventureland.
In fact, Disneyland is the only place I can think of where you can be attacked by pirates.
Well,
not quite.
Yeah.
And nearly crushed by a giant boulder. While keeping your arms, legs, and feet inside the vehicle at all times.
Yeah.
And here's the adventure
jungle
that started
cruise.
It all.
I can't wait
remote
to go.
Remote rivers through a treacherous jungle. Could something go horribly
wrong? I wish it looked like
wrong?
That still.
Only a punchline.
Yeah, shoot him.
Over the years, the jungle cruise has become a showcase for
handsome and witty river guys.
Oh no! That big elephant is coming up to us and it looks like he's going to squirt us! Everyone in the back, get down! Don't worry, it never happens.
Oh, it did happen. He got so... Oh, Donald moved it.
It was the duck, right?
It was the duck.
Of course.
He was going to smile. What a creep.
You know,
Frontierland.
Every time I get all dressed up in my cowboy hat and pearl-handled pistols, I think about the heroes of Frontierland.
Do you think people had to stand up and watch this?
I hope not. This is, it's entertaining,
it's really
but
long.
It's rough.
You see, Walt believed it was important to pay tribute to
the
pioneers
history,
who blazed a trail across frontier America. And I agree. Especially when it involves a saloon girl and clean
six-cans. Ooh, I want to be a can-can girl.
They showed their bottoms.
Their bum-bums.
In Frontierland, you could be
oh, shit,
popular
those
Disney
canoes?
Heroes of the day, like Davy Crockett and Zorro.
Those didn't look safe.
No, they
Zorro.
Didn't.
For a while, there was an authentic American Indian village.
This will never happen again.
It's definitely authentic.
And in the little mining town called Rainbow Ridge, you could board a mine train or pack mule
those
to
aren't
explore
there
nature's wonderland. And then the West got a whole lot
yeah,
wilder.
Big Thunder.
Big Thunder Mountain Railroad was
big
a
Thunder,
thrilling
big
addition
Thunder.
To Disneyland's growing mountain range.
Yeah.
The first peak was the Matterhorn, one of Disneyland's first e-ticket attractions.
You can actually climb the Matterhorn.
This world mountain of them all
no, I think
is right here
do.
In Tomorrowland.
Oh.
When Disneyland first opened,
yeah, they do.
Tomorrowland gave us
it's
a preview of the amazing, futuristic world of 1986.
Ooh.
Okay, so the 1980s didn't turn out that
those
way.
Those rocket boats?
But Tomorrowland is really about imagining the possibilities
oh, those look fun.
Of the future.
What the hell were those?
So we
I don't
got
know,
to go
it was
to
like
the
you
moon before real astronauts did.
Gravity and shit.
Hello.
Oh, we have a lot of Disneyland attractions,
see,
too, I believe.
It isn't
yeah.
easy to work in these spacesuits, but this faceplate is all there is between me and an absolute vacuum.
We got to travel through plate. The mighty microscope on Atommobiles.
Ooh.
Beyond the realm of
what's
normal
this?
Magnification.
What?
Subatomic level.
What? Is this Flight to the Moon? This looks like the Storyland ride that used to be there.
We even traveled through
it
liquids.
Looks very
shoot
much like it.
Ah, octopus.
And no, you're not hallucinating.
Mermaids.
There were real live mermaids in
that's
the submarine
really cool.
lagoon
oh my
for a
god,
while.
Why don't they do that anymore? That's so
but
cool.
But the only problem was, real live young men kept trying to swim out to
them. Oh, they ruined it for everybody?
They would a PSO.
What the fuck? Oh, the Kraken got him.
Tomorrowland has always been a showcase for new
man,
ideas
I wish
and
those
new
mermaids
inventions,
were still there.
Including one of Walt's
oh, Bud
most
Light,
famous
yeah.
audio animatronic.
Tiki.
And this technology wasn't just for the birds. Walt's idea got better, and as always, bigger.
Oh, what's that? I don't know where the dinosaurs were from.
With my new wash day, Marlon, it takes a
not only could these robotic performers talk and act,
there's Abe.
They
Abe
could
blinks.
Jam.
The fuck was that thing?
Hey, boys.
I think that was Timekeeper, but that wasn't Disney's. Oh, yeah, he does play the banjo.
He certainly does. He probably is right there.
Oh, he's ruining this.
Yes, Disneyland has had thousands of great entertainers over the years, and not all of them have had servos and circuit boards.
Oh.
I learned a lot about comedy by watching Wally Bo. Star of over 47,000 shows at the Golden Horseshoe.
Oh, I wish that was still there. Well, is it? I don't know. I have a lot
and
of
he was only one of the great homegrown
he looks like Steve Buscemi.
He looks a lot like Steve.
Holy shit. Ooh, the band. Yeah, the clarinet. I can play the clarinet. Dapper Dance. Kids of the Kingdom. Oh boy, that sounds like one we have to watch. guys, checking out the hula dancers.
Real excited for the hula dancers.
Disneyland's best magic trick happens every day at dusk. When all the lights come on, the Magic Kingdom is transformed before our very eyes.
Oh, they made
you know,
that's
one of the great things about Disneyland. Everyone has their own special memories.
Yay.
For some, it's the first time they walk through these gates. For others, it's their first parade. And I'm sure for all of you, it's watching me, Steve Martin, host Disneyland's big 50th anniversary.
Yeah, that's the highlight of my day. Finale fireworks.
But while
Yay.
Shows and attractions are all great,
oh, he's aiming it right at Steve Martin.
Real magic.
Why does
Disneyland
he hate Steve Martin? Why does he hate Steve Martin
it's
so
you
bad?
Donald.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yes, it's you and Mickey and all the rest of the gang who always make us feel like old friends.
Aww. Aww. That's nice.
Shall we?
We shall.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Forever.
No, I have to admit, you would have made a perfect host, Donald.
Aww.
Next to me.
Next to me. Fireworks! Yay!
Oh, how wonderful!
Welcome to this happy place. Welcome. Disneyland is your land. Here, age relives fond memories of the past.
Aww, there's
and here,
so many pictures.
Youth may savor the challenge and promise of the future.
Imagine if your picture was on here.
Disneyland is dedicated to the
forever.
Ideals, the dreams, and the heart facts that have created America. With the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
Was nice. I'm glad we watched that instead of Lincoln's.
Yeah, Lincoln.
Lincoln can suck it. Okay.
So what'd you think? That was fun.
I loved that. I love Steve Martin, though. I will literally watch him in anything.
Steve Martin was good. They made
so
the right decision.
Funny. He is great. Okay, so we can move on to nothing.
Yes, nothing.
We'll throw in our tidbits if we have any. And that should be good enough for your episode this week since we won't be here very much.
Yep. Like us and leave a review.
Like us on Facebook. Like us on Twitter. Follow us, whatever. And send us a review on iTunes. And visit the website at whatsdispodcast.com. What's an email? If they want to email anyone. Jillian@aywvacations.com for a quote.
Boom. Perfect.
Okay. That's fine. And you can get a quote on the website. You can call 857-293-1442. We're begging you to fucking call in. Just kidding. We're not begging. We don't care.
We don't give a shit.
Don't care. But if you want to do it, go a fucking head. What else? Do we have shirts? We have new shirts? No shirts?
New shirts. I've got them made. I've got at least one made, but I just haven't gotten around to putting it up
there
yet.
There's shirts on the website. whatsdispodcast.com/shirts. And we'll just, that's about it.
Yep, I think that's it for this one.
All right, we'll see you later, I guess. That was boring.
Yeah, that was boring.
4 score and 7 years ago. I don't know the rest of it.
I don't think
What would Abe's Lynx say if he was leaving? Saying, pause.
He would just get shot in the back of the head and not say anything again.
He would say, free slaves! Woo!
World Wide Web? Is there a way to put this on just the American part? Hmm? Oh, greetings. Today, I, Sam, the American Eagle, am here to offer you something never before seen on the internet. Culture, morality, and patriotism. You may proceed. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. Wait a minute, I memorized this part. Oh yes, and keep the world safe from weirdos have brought forth it. Never mind. La 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 la.
That was terrible!
Horrendous!
I'm offended!
I'm appalled!
So what are we gonna do?
Oh, what else? Email it to everybody we know!
Good idea.